Hello, the Spike Minister Prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 230, 230. So, we have been personalizing Psalm 91, verse 10. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. So, this is your portion. This is what God has done for you. Plague means Nega in Hebrew means blow, so no blow. And we have zeroed in on Isaiah 53 verse 10 to help us understand what this blow is about. Jesus received stripes, blows. There were physical blows that the Roman soldiers gave to him, but we're talking about the spiritual blows that came from God himself. Divine justice, everything that mankind deserved by our sins and by our things that we have done to open up for sickness to come, all of that, Jesus received every single one of them. Every sickness came on Jesus. Why? To make you free, so that you'll be free. So Isaiah 53 said that Jesus was made sick with your sicknesses. So this was God's method of settling the sickness problem. God had a method to settle the sin problem. And it was also the same method that God used to settle the sickness problem. Because sickness and sin, they come from the same mother. They are twins from the same mother. So when God dealt with our sins in Christ, he dealt with our sicknesses in Christ. When God laid the man's sickness, sin on Jesus, he also laid the whole of the man, total man, on Jesus. It was not just our sins that were put on Jesus, but the whole man, the total man. He laid the man's sin, he laid the man's sicknesses, he laid the man's weaknesses, he laid the man's distresses, he laid the man's poverty. He lays the man infirmities. He lays the man curses. And even our union with Satan, God laid it all on Jesus. Jesus, you are going to pay for every man, including Olivia. That's my name, so I cannot mention yours. So for you also, every single one of my sicknesses, weaknesses, distresses, infirmities, curses, poverty, every form of pain. It was even my union with the devil. Those times, we know when Adam and Eve sinned, we became one with the devil. And that's why God could not separate us, because we went to be married to the devil. He could not. Separating us forcefully wouldn't have helped. It couldn't be. He had to leave the union because we were the ones who gave ourselves. God never, Satan never forced the man. He deceived the woman, but the man willingly walked along with him. So, union with Satan was also laid on Jesus, and Jesus had to pay for every single one of them. I don't know whether you can understand what I'm saying, or you see what I'm seeing. Because what is the use of, let's say you're a mother, you go out shopping, go to the mall, buy this, buy that, and if you're in the local market, go here, yeah, get that, come scrub the fish, scale it, wash it, dice it, season it, cook it, everything, and then you set hot piping food on the table, and you call your children, come and feast. And the children will come and kneel down. Oh mommy, look at me. Mommy, look at my hunger. Oh mommy, can you not see? The doctors are telling me, oh mommy, what are you doing about me? So that's how some people pray. Oh God, can't you see my mother? Can't you see what's happening? So won't you even have mercy on us? Why are you doing this? No. What did he do? He took all your sicknesses. And according to Isaiah 53 verse 10, God put every one of the sicknesses, your sicknesses, on Jesus. He put it on him. He put every single one on him. So what? Well, then why are we sick? I said it before, because people are ignorant, and when you are ignorant, you'll be cheated out of your inheritance. If you do not know that it is yours, you will be cheated out. Why? But why will I be cheated? Because there is a devil. Because there is a wicked devil, and there are wicked people who can cheat you out of what belongs to you. You have to rise up and say, no, no way. I have the right to be free, to be healthy. I have the right. Now you have the right to vote. But unless you pick it, you go to the voting booth and vote. Put your fingers stamp on. If you do not do that, you can sit at home and cry and cry and say, I have the right, it's my right. And nothing, it is in acting. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.